This is The Rounds Table.
Welcome back to the show, Rounds Table listeners. Thanks for tuning in for another great week at the table. We have another new fantastic guest on the show today, and I'm very excited to introduce you to him. His name is Dr. Freddie Frost. He's a general internist specializing in respiratory medicine. He's also a research fellow in respiratory medicine at Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital. He joins us today all the way from jolly old England. Dr. Frost, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Kieran. Really good to be here. I'm really looking forward to discussing these two articles.
So we are growing our international appeal and reach, and we are lucky to have a UK perspective on respiratory medicine this week. And Dr. Frost is going to introduce to us the article he chose for this week. Take it away, Freddie.
Thanks, Kieran. So the article that I'm going to talk about today was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on the 5th of April. The lead author is Rahul Bhatnagar. He's from the Academic Respiratory Unit in Bristol here in the UK. And it has the title, Outpatient Talc Administration via Indwelling Pleural Catheter for Treatment of Malignant Pleural Effusion.
Homegrown talent, it sounds like. So tell me, Freddie, what was the bottom line for this randomized trial?
So, Kieran, the bottom line in this article is that in this randomized control trial across 18 centers in the UK, talc plus indwelling pleural catheter is superior to indwelling pleural catheter alone for achieving pleuridesis.
So when I first read this article, I mean, it's obviously an important finding in the sense that there's going to be a difference, as you'll soon find out. But I really wanted to know why you chose this article and why is this an important study as far as advancing clinical medicine such that it made the New England Journal of Medicine. Can you give us a little perspective on that, Freddie?
Kieran, I think there's a couple of things here. Firstly, it's not often that interventional randomized control trials are performed in people with a palliative diagnosis. For obvious reasons, they're often a difficult patient cohort in which to perform studies. So I think partially it's recognition of what the authors have actually achieved here in completing this study. Second of all, pleuridesis is actually quite a burdensome procedure, particularly if a patient has to come into hospital